The tragedy in Aurora, Colorado has renewed discussions about controls on assault weapons. And this morning, our dueling commentators, Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas, zero in on it. We start with Cal Thomas. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, gentlemen. If it were only as simple as passing a law and everyone would obey it, no problem. Trouble is, only the law-abiding obey laws. Killers don't. There was a law at the Aurora Theater against bringing guns inside. I agree there ought to be at least some kind of tracking, if not control, of items like clips that contain 100 rounds of ammunition. There should also be tracking of people who buy assault weapons used primarily to kill other people. The problem is one can't always diagnose evil intent. The overwhelming number of gun owners in this country are patriotic, law-abiding Americans who own guns for all sorts of reasons, including self-defense. Just once, when one of these lunatics raises a gun against innocent people, I'd like to see an armed and trained citizen shoot back and take him out before he can kill. Most of these nut jobs believe their victims will be unarmed. I wonder if any of them would be deterred if they suspected they weren't the only one with a gun. Bruce and John?
Thank you very much. And now here's commentator Bob Beckel.
Whenever a gun-related tragedy like Aurora, Colorado strikes, where assault weapons are used, gun proponents immediately scream that we should not politicize the slaughter by talking about gun control. This lofty position has little to do with sympathy for the victims. It is a canard about avoiding a debate on assault weapons. Advocates for banning assault weapons should not be intimidated by this National Rifle Association tactic. We should stand our ground and respond, if not now, when. Assault weapon lovers don't want a debate while public emotions run high. The NRA wants emotions to cool and thus the desire for a debate to fade. In 1994, Congress passed and Bill Clinton signed a ban on assault weapons, only to see it die 10 years later from NRA pressure. But in the immediate aftermath of a tragedy like Aurora is exactly when the debate should be engaged. Assault weapons are meant for killing people, not for any sporting purpose. Yes, now is the time to politicize and debate assault weapons before more people die from these useless NRA weapons of mass destruction.
Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP. And you can read Cal and Bob's Common Ground column in USA Today.